Welcome to The Ink. I am John this week.
Bernie Sanders.
I should have interrupted you
should've,
while you were saying that.
Should have Kanye'd
it, nigga. I am Toya.
Lady T. Who is we and what are y'all working?
We working it.
Hey, this is a free t-shirt that I picked up.
We work it.
We work it.
That's what you should say.
I'll be trying to work it.
Who's the logo on the side?
No, it's
IDC.
ICDC College.
They held a football camp at Lone Star College. And my nephew just happened to participate in it.
Yes, oh, are they buttering up your nephew trying to get some free tickets and shit?
I already know he's gonna be a star, so why not?
He need get some of them tickets too, though.
He's gonna be taught to the 7th grade. Yo, watch out for him.
Okay. All right. That is, like I said, that boy's bigger
than
me.
Shut the hell up. Bigger than you, yeah.
Bigger than
you. You jealous?
No.
You're 42 and you still can't grow?
No.
Then he is gonna anger some. It's gonna be some white mother that is gonna be like,
I'm imagining a situation where the lady runs out on the field. Did she grab your nephew or something?
No, she was out. Well, first of all, they ran a play, and just stood there, basically. Mm. Little boy tried to run him over, and Justin pushed him.
And laid the boy out.
Laid him out. So the parent came out on the field yelling, he needs to be off the, he don't need to be on this team. He too big to be on the team. What you do that for? My mama was out there.
So how did this
My sisters was out
there. So give us a straight
the mayor of
I was out there.
How long did it take y'all to get on the field?
Oh, it didn't take us 2 minutes to get out there. And then that was the same day that my car got towed because I was parked in the wrong,
He already gave LaForce concussions. LaForce here with this 40 time, John.
LaForce.
He just pushed him,
Momentum. What's it called? Force. Inert. Mass time. What was it? Energy, mass, or something?
Thought it was motion. Object in motion tends to stay in motion until met with an equal or greater force.
So the little boy didn't meet.
He
wasn't equal or greater.
He was very, very high down on the low part of the spectrum. Boom! He was like non-existent. He didn't even exist. Like quantum physics.
And then he's like, did I hit him?
Yeah,
that
was like, Mom, I just pushed him. Mom, I didn't even do anything. Mom, I just pushed him.
He was but like, he has such a nice.
He's a
gentle giant.
He's really a he's gentle, a real, like y'all. He is so sweet and won't hurt a fly. But
oh,
that day,
hurt a fly.
Oh yeah,
he
that
just
day,
his
that
not
day,
to.
That day, he's like, Mom, I didn't do anything. I just pushed him, you know. But that little boy,
you gotta get that out of him.
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, get some.
Nah, you want to, big guys what? Like that have to kind of be.
No,
they
no,
have
big
to
kinda, guys who are nice get injured. You need the nigga going out there mashing them white boys, getting big time scholarships.
He's gonna get that because he's good.
Yeah,
but big guys like that need because they can literally
hurt somebody.
People.
They need it in real life when dealing with regular people.
We get dealing with women. We teach them how to deal with women. In a gentle way, you know. On that field, he's supposed to be a beast. Shut the fuck up.
Shake the shit out of him, Mister.
On the field, he's supposed to be a beast.
I thought that was the correct way. Ain't that what Chris Rock taught us? Shake the shit out of
him. Shake him. You can't be learning shit from Chris.
Exactly.
It's Jay Rivers.
All right, so how do you deal with a woman that's unruly then? How would you even get
that? Oh, my goodness, really? You don't go from talking about my nephew to dealing with a woman?
We're just talking. I mean,
we have no woman.
We have nothing on the agenda today.
You sure?
School of Sean Connery says there's nothing wrong with an open-hand slap.
Yeah.
Hey, and he was James fucking Bond.
This discussion.
The Highlander.
a while back, guys. Do not, you're not supposed to put your hands on a female.
You know, speaking of that, that's what y'all seen the interview that Ray Rice did with Jamila Hill.
I heard about it.
He was talking about the one thing that he really regretted was not picking his wife up.
Yeah.
He was drug out, didn't he?
Yeah, he drug her out of the elevator.
I was like, try not knocking her the fuck out, but hey.
Oh, that was oops.
We don't know what she said, though.
The first thing you should have regretted is knocking her the fuck out. Me and the second thing was
Because that's why I thought it was hilarious. It was like, you know.
But he's showing Patricia.
But I thought, you know, I couldn't believe I didn't pick my wife up. I was like, really?
He's not going to play in the league
anymore. And then he says it like two more times.
That's why he's sorry about it.
And then it registers in his mind that, oh, we are talking about me now. You know, besides hitting her, you know. He said the hitting her part like an afterthought. You niggas seen the video.
Y'all know I knocked the ass out.
I'm talking about the shit they cut off on TMZ, nigga. You know,
so he dropped her out there like she was a dead body. Like he was dead body.
Well, he dropped her, though. That's what he said.
He looked like he was upset.
He did pick her up, but, you know, in the angry mind, he probably, well, I know him.
Get your ass up.
He thought she was playing with the whole, I'm going to make you feel bad. Oh, so your ass out? Look at up here. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, I'm for real. Goddamn, people making a scene. Quit making a scene.
And then her mama came out and spoke up like how, you know, y'all know Ray is his mother, he's raised by a single parent. Mm-hmm. His daddy died when he was a year, and he grew up with that girl. And her daddy was always like a daddy to Ray. And the mama, it just, you know, it was just real, real. Mama was just like, you know, I told him, that can't happen no more, though.
Did it once, Ray. Don't do it no more.
Speaking of football, and like I said, we just all over the board today, guys. Look, we have no agenda. We just came in
we
to chit chat.
We have an agenda, do we?
Sometimes we have subjects to talk about. But did y'all hear about Arian Foster?
Yeah.
So, all right. Did he alienate his... All right, for the people who don't know, Arian Foster, the running back for the Texans, has decided he's going to be the anti-Tebow and go and put his atheism out there on the platform.
He doesn't like that. He don't like being viewed as an atheist or an agnostic.
Is it non-religious?
He said just right now, he don't believe in God, and maybe when he get older, he'll see... You know, something good. Right. Proof in God.
But he said he's going to put it on the platform.
No, so just like you too. You don't believe in God. You believe in a higher being, but you don't believe in God.
I have a spirit. I have a belief system that I don't have religion. I just have. I believe.
It's like the dude from Nacho Libre. He doesn't believe in religion. He believes in science.
Science, man. You black. You believe in God, damn it.
But I think science is a proof that God exists, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, like, until a motherfucker go out there and grow a tree, you know what I'm saying? A nigga cannot make a motherfucker seed, you know what I'm saying? But you can plant the seed and grow the tree, you know what I'm saying? Look at the scientific proof that the seed grew the tree. But can you go out there and just make that shit?
Make the seed.
From a scratch, you know what I'm saying? So that God did all that. God is in everything.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, I don't think it's gonna alienate him in the locker room, because the reason why he's coming out is because he say he's changing his views. He was that asshole that used to run up like what's his name, Justin Forsett, say when he was on the team, like you couldn't even talk about faith in the locker room, and that nigga Arian gonna charge you up, and he a smart motherfucker. Yeah. You know, he was raised Muslim and his mother is Christian.
What's he got a tattoo? He got a tattoo something.
What him? He has a lot of different tattoos.
He got one.
The fuck? Don't Google that shit. He's a Texan. My whole thing is, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem. People gonna have their views. People gonna believe in what they want to believe in. Long as they play football, nobody else should have a problem with it. But he's not able to play anymore, so he's injured. So who gives a fuck?
But see how you say that, though?
I mean,
like,
I
every year he's been here, you know, he has the little small beans and injuries. Some people are faith to probably look at that and be like, hey man, you being cursed.
Punished, basically.
And then like the owner of our team, you know, he just had a battle with cancer. And he's very vocal about his faith. And he said before about how he thought, you know what I'm saying, if Arian come out and when Arian first started doing commercials and shit like that, he was talking about how he was apprehensive about the things that Arian would say, you know.
Yeah, that's his tattoo. Coexist tattoo.
Yeah, that's the one. What's his name? Said he knew he was a weird dude. Well, the nigga was just, no, that the same guy that said that, he was just talking about how, you know, he was raised to not believe, to be a free thinker. Mm-hmm. And Justin Forsett said that he would charge niggas up with educated, you know, he knew the Bible, he knows the Quran, he's very knowledgeable. But I guess, I'd imagine that that'd be like, we're talking about football, you know what I'm saying? I look at, you know, motherfuckers do superstitious things. You see the team, they get down, they pray together and all that there. And what if the owner would be feeling like, you know what I'm saying, a man cursing his team? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Would he be justified in, like, letting that nigga go?
But does it alienate, does it?
I look at him alienating himself, though.
Like, Tebow got a lot of hate for being pro, super pro God.
Yeah, that's what is, I think it's the extreme. Though.
Yeah,
I think he goes extreme.
But I think he's trying to put himself on an extreme level.
That's where this becomes a problem. Like, he's talking about being the advocate and the vocal for other people who don't believe.
Yeah,
stick to fucking football, like, man.
I'm always entertained by the athlete who says, you know what, I'll have a personality instead of just saying, you know, the typical. None, you know, bullshit that they spit to the media. Have a personality. Stand up for something. If you're gonna stand up for that, I'm watching this because I'm interested in people. You know, sports is just an entertainment medium.
It's okay for him to be an advocate outside of the game, but when you playing the game and actually in the stadium getting ready to play, leave that shit off the field.
Right, I guess that's what he's saying.
You can be an advocate and speak on it and do commercials and shit. That's fine. That's what you do outside of the actual game.
But
know?
Is it going to make the fan? Is he losing fans?
I look at it as a threat here in Texas because of simple fact. We in a state that they don't even allow you to sell liquor on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
We got a lot of hokey pokey folks around here. We can talk about it. We some liberals without thinking.
I didn't think about that.
We got a bunch of motherfuckers that be like, and then we got a lot of Mexicans don't play with that.
They're gonna be burning their
area and jerseys for a while. I'm glad ain't nobody doing no. I'm glad people have been seem to digest the message that he was saying that he just wished for people to be tolerable. And it's like, that's what you, because that's what he learned, tolerance. He learned tolerance because, like I say, he was the nigga that was running up on everybody. And I can understand that. You know, I always wanted to be the smartest nigga in the room. Have that problem.
Mm-hmm. I think they're worried about the wrong thing. Y'all need to be worried about your damn season without the dude. That's all I'm saying.
They're not going to talk about football.
I would be worried about the season, but I'm all right.
Yeah,
it's a whole new system. He was the system at first. Like, he kept Kubiak's job for a minute. And
when he shouldn't have. When Kubiak should have got out two
years ago. No, Kubiak, remember when he set him down at the end of the season? Kubiak knew what he was doing. That's how Kubiak got back in there. Nigga saved his job that year. Then the owner was like, look, man, the Hawks can't save you this time. That nigga went falling out on the sideline acting like he was dying and shit. Is he looking
wrong?
Is he looking
wrong? Wrong with it.
He can't find me on the street, man. I got medical bills.
All right, this week, guys, we had two voicemails. I think they both came from Mark. In succession, I gotta figure out what the hell is going on with my Google voicemail because now my phone rings for voicemails to come in. I've seen, I was looking, I'm like, I see Ohio number. I'm like, all right, that's supposed to go to the voicemail. And then they send, I get the transcript of the voicemail and my a text message. So I'm trying to figure out my settings on that. So I must have changed something. But here's Mark, guys.
Mark at you.
Oh, well.
Hey. This is Mark from Whiteyville. I forgot to ask y'all.
Hold on. Wrong one first. This is the first one.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, what's going on? Improved?
Last time I interviewed you.
Mark from Whiteyville. I'm glad to hear Toya that made it back into the
place
with all the rest of y'all. I thought she might have been in the Binks the way John was a couple years ago.
Oh, damn. I'm
glad to hear that she's back. John Rivers, what's going on?
Cool.
I'm going to let y'all know what I did a couple weeks ago. Just came back from Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Down South Carolina.
South Carolina. I'm sure you saw Confederate flags.
Confederate flag. Confederate flag handkerchiefs, Confederate flag napkins. You know, these folks up here were trying to get it in, but it didn't make me mad. You know, I'm going to go ahead and live my life the way I want to. Do the things that you want to do, you know? Y'all stay up. Keep on delivering that good old hilarious news.
Thank you.
And what y'all doing, you know, I'll talk to y'all later on.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, that was part one. And the second was he forgot to say something.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Hey, this is Mark from Whiteyville. I forgot to ask y'all what kind of bet y'all going to have this year as far as the Texans and the Cowboys. I know you and Toya had a bet going on last year, but I forget. Somebody didn't pay up, if I'm mistaken. I don't know if it was John. Hold on, Redskins, as soon as RG3 break his ankle again, it's gonna be a wrap. And Giants just suck, you know. It's hard for me to say that, 'cause I'm a Giants fan. But anyways, that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. How many fingers does JPP have? Did they ever discover?
No, he
still covered everything.
What?
He lost what?
He just lost one.
We don't know that for sure.
He lost one. I'm telling you, that's what the report said. He lost this one.
Yeah, a report, man. Ain't nobody seen that.
The whole thing. I'm thinking a tip like running lot.
He lost the whole thing.
Did somebody else lose their fingers too?
He retired. The kid in Tampa Bay.
He blew off
two of his fingers. He a cornerback.
What did he do that off of? A firecracker?
Both of them had a performance just fine.
Stupid, man.
I'll let you know now. I'm a professional athlete making millions of dollars. Fireworks, motorcycles, there's a couple other things I'm staying the fuck away from because you ain't fucking with my money.
Nah, I ain't gonna let that money make no say. I'm just not gonna be an idiot. I'm not gonna hold no fucking firecracker in my hand, but I'm not staying away from all that shit, nigga.
I mean, you gotta stay away from firecrackers, but you gotta
stay away from being a dumbass.
Yeah, you gotta doing dumb shit like M80s in your hand, trying to throw them at people. Motherfucker pop in your hand.
Y'all know y'all used to throw firecrackers. Come on.
Still do.
Yeah. But you throw that shit. You don't just wait till it get ready to pop and throw it. Come on.
I ain't playing with firecrackers. Had a bunch of Dominican ass niggas with them holes in their hands and shit. Like, nah, I'm good, bro.
You play firecrackers?
Shit, yeah.
We can pop these holes on the ground. We ain't doing under that throwing. Get
you beat up. Sure, man. I thought you was
get you beat up right there.
I remember
them while I was parkless
and shit.
I ain't even fuck with them.
All right.
I ain't even fuck with them.
Are we running a bet?
Hell no. You don't never.
Because you lost a bet to me last year.
I did not.
You paid up for something.
Oh, you know what it was? He was supposed to dress up for Halloween.
He was supposed to wear a dress. And then the nigga made it to, I'm Halloween.
That's what the bet was.
See, he be hoping Jay Rivers get high in the
motherfucker. He don't remember
shit. He was like, nigga.
That's why I count on you.
I'll never
make a bet if Rivers is not around.
Okay.
We'll
come up with a bet for this season. Me and Troy will have a bet as we do. It's a yearly thing. I will pay up on my bet this year.
You never do, though.
I'll figure it out. I'll let Toya come on her turns. I come on my turns, and we'll work it out from there. We'll let you guys know in the future what the bet is before
season
starts.
We had a bet about the NCAA, the championship, your ass reneged on.
Yeah, I won that bet.
I picked it early because you.
Oh, I was going nowhere.
You switched the bet.
Y'all get out of here. I have to have rules around when we make it. How did you win the bet?
Because
I think I picked Duke. I don't remember, but I know. No. I didn't pick Kentucky. I know I didn't pick Kentucky.
No, the thing was a Kentucky against the field. That's what you was
the
trying.
Field.
The field
know you tried to change it to that.
You said that.
Oh, they're gonna make it to the elite, to the Final Four, and that's what it originally was.
The bet was Kentucky versus the Field.
The bet was Kentucky make it to the Final Four.
No, it was Kentucky versus the Field. See, that's what I think y'all forgetting. I'll go back on old shows, and trust me, I'm looking more shows.
Did we talk about it on the show? We didn't make the bet on the show.
All right.
You and I were at the spot, and we made the bet.
All right. Well, me and Tony told Rivers about it. I want to say the bet was Kentucky versus the Field.
But I brought up the field. Because
I wanted the field.
I brought up the field. And that's how you got on the whole field thing.
You brought the bet up, and I was like, shit, I go Kentucky with the field.
Yeah, Rivers said it.
I took the field.
No, I said I go, because y'all told me about the bet to Final Four.
We did.
And I said, I take Kentucky to the field, and over the field. That's
to the Final Four.
And that's what he changed it.
Nah, I think I
will. Mark, I'm not making not one bet with John if Rivers is not around.
Rivers will be around.
Somebody has to be around.
And he got some shady
bet records. We got to record it or something before he
gets shady with his bets.
He really is.
Get him a bashing of John and his bets.
What?
I always pay up on the bets. Rivers did not pay up. John did not pay up.
What did you lose that you paid up on?
I forgot, but I always pay up on my
bets. Tony didn't pay up on her bets. But she will renege
on you. That's what I was going to say. Renege on
you? No. Okay. She will renege on her bets real fucking quick. I mean, like, it didn't happen.
You're doing some outrageous shit that you know I'm not going to do.
She agreed to shit, and then she not agreed to shit once it's getting close to the time to pay up the bets.
And then...
Pretty much, you dressed up as a woman before, so don't even try to act like you ain't never.
That was Halloween.
That nigga was ugly.
It was Halloween.
For real.
That was Halloween, guys.
Who made the bet you had on Speedos? Remember when you went to?
I went to
a business pool party.
Yeah, I went to. I lost some kind of bet. I went to a company pool point at a water park at a Speedo. Man, that shit was hilarious.
Oh my goodness. And you sent me the picture and I fucked up and deleted it.
Good. Because I guess I still have the only copy.
MC Hammer Jr.
Hey, look, I'm sending books. I'm always willing to make bets and have fun with it. As long as we have fun with it, I'm good with it. All right, so we'll work on something. Got Mark. Tony, you confident about your football season?
I'm very confident.
All right. Rivers, you confident about
our
football season?
I'm always confident about our season, though.
I'm scared, man. Like Jordan.
Me too. I'm scared, too.
You know, okay. We do got a Scottie Pippen, but you know what I'm saying? We just, you know, we need a coach. I'm just scared, man. I'm not used to a season without Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Successful seasons go with Mike Jordan.
You got Blue. Got your boy Blue.
I think Blue and Alfred. I think they're gonna have a nice little tandem. Cause the other running back that we drafted out of was it Kenny Hilliard?
Yeah, he might be all right.
He's a bowling ball. He made Blue play because they played together in school and shit.
That'd be all right. We'll figure it out.
Blue's a big nigga. Though. You look at that little man. You got to be good.
I'm trying to think. Did I see anything else that I wanted to talk about before I just run? The Rebel Cup, the Republican debate, Donald Trump.
It's funny.
Like I said, I like it for entertainment purposes.
That's the only reason why he's doing it. It's for entertainment.
It's a goddamn distraction.
You had the girls that interrupted Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Now that was sad.
And the fact that they actually think they did something.
They think they did something wrong.
Yeah, look at the pose. Like she like, yeah, I did that shit.
We done made history, girl. We got up and we done made history. And we look like fucking fools.
We are the white folks' business. White folks is idiots. Look at them.
Anything else happen? I'm trying to think. Anything else good? Interesting? Good? Serena did a All right, Toya, tell us.
Awesome.
All right, now Toya made a statement. I want to hear this repeat.
You're such a pervert.
Rivers, don't you want to hear the repeat?
We can all go for the repeat.
Heard it off the air. Why you got to hear it on the air?
Because we want a repeat. We got it. All right. Serena did a spread. I don't know what magazine she did
Serena
it for.
Serena did a fucking spread for real, though.
Yeah, literal spread. Yeah. Toya, what's your opinions about this spread?
It was nice.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It's very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
Or tasty looking.
And I said, if I ever had a lesbian moment, it would have to be with Serena. So there you go. I said it. I'd be a lesbian for a day for her ass.
All right, so you'll be like, what's Brittany Griner? All right, would you put
a weekend? One day.
All right, so it's
one day.
But you wouldn't get her, like, if she's, like, she pursues, like, hey, you cute, you pretty, blah, blah, blah.
Let me write. I'm trying to get at you. Trying to write that whole letters and shit. I'm laughing for spraying her perfume on it and shit.
I don't know if I would be the receiver or the giver. Because, you know, I'm always saying, I'd be a lesbian for this person. But I'd be the receiver. I wouldn't be the giver.
With Serena?
Serena,
man,
be giver.
You put your head lock and put your head down there. Give it to them, baby.
Serena might make a change of mind. Give a listen.
Is there anybody that you would go lesbian for besides Serena? I mean, not. I'm not saying for a day. I'm talking about you. Well, all right. Let's say for a week.
Hell no. Let's say a weekend.
And this certain person. All right. If Serena invites you out for a weekend, just you and her, y'all go on vacation together. And lesbian shit happen. Would you go? But she goes, if she let you know up front, look, I'm gonna get that ass.
I said a day I would go.
I just said a weekend.
You were just trying to give her a compliment.
I mean, damn. Okay. Yeah, it was a compliment. Right,
is there any more people for one day?
No. Because I'm not like, I don't have feelings.
I know, we know that, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, is there any more women that would just, like, be like, woo, like, damn, she bad?
No. Only reason why I think Serena's bad is because she's natural. She's naturally bad, you know? She don't have no enhancements. All that's natural.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to further
the conversation. All these other women nowadays that you see in the limelight, they're not natural. They got some type of enhancement somewhere. So I give Serena her props. She's naturally beautiful. She's a naturally beautiful black woman.
Okay.
That booty!
So one day I would, you know?
Booted out.
So you're giving or receiving? Well, all right. Well, nah. You giving? Are you down with giving, Serena?
I mean, I'm always okay with the receiving part of it.
Are you okay with?
You can imagine a man doing it.
You gonna kiss her?
You can imagine a man, but I don't know.
Grab a booty.
I don't know about putting my
spread
a
booty. Put the honey in.
Nah. See, that's why I hate discussing stuff like this, y'all, because y'all take it too far.
I'm just furthering conversation. That's all. It's just,
I was talking about
I ain't giving y'all shit nothing to
me. I was just in my own world.
I see.
You going honey or you going honey or jelly?
Honey. Honey. Give me a moment, y'all. Have a little time. Recoup myself. Y'all just like that, honey.
Serena is a fine woman. Did somebody label her, try to say she looked manly and shit like that? Or one of them chicks that she beat their ass and one of them tennis matches?
Yeah, they did say that she had a nice body, but she looks like a man in the face.
No, she does have times when she gets in training. Like, it'd be peak mid-season, and she ain't, like, she's still getting in full shape. She'd be muscular. She'd be over.
She's a muscular woman.
Was she that down?
But then they were comparing her to, how can you say that about Serena when this whole Bruce Jenner thing, that's a fucking man right there. But they saying that he looks more like a woman than Serena does.
I don't know what the fuck they looking at.
Well, that's bullshit.
I already told you, I think
it's PC to say he looks beautiful. No, but at the same time, like,
white people are gay, man. No, they cause like they I told y'all
they like little boys.
They got them ass phrases, ass like a 15-year-old boy and all that. That's bullshit. That's gayness, man.
Yeah, cause I'm like,
I need a woman shaped like a woman.
Yeah, I need boobs and ass.
Ass.
Let me know you're a woman.
Little handles, little muffin tops. So, you know, I get tired when I'm strong.
He's on the ground. He's on the ground. He's on the ground.
Son, put your fingerprints in now. I don't know. I'm from Texas. I'm skinny. I don't know. I don't know what the hell.
Oh, I'm going to tell y'all something. DJ, that's who you remember Z. You know Z.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Child of favor. Okay. She was on the show once.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember that.
She has broken her leg.
Yeah.
Walking.
She was trying to get something, huh?
She dropped something.
The moving a mattress that she was walking.
Broke
her leg. I let her know that I was going to talk about that because I thought it was funny.
It happens.
Yeah, a mattress could fuck you up.
It happens.
All right, Rudy, you helped me move numerous times.
I moved you. You didn't touch your goddamn mattress.
You and Keys.
Me and Terrence moved you. Me and Keys moved you. You didn't touch goddamn
mattress.
I didn't grab boxes.
He ain't got no goddamn box. He's like, oh, hey, what y'all got up there?
All right.
He ain't even all right. He ain't give us no water.
Did I have a six-pack or something?
Hell no. He had no goddamn six-pack.
I think I had a six-pack.
I would like to drink when I'm moving shit anyway, though.
So she broke a leg walking.
Walking.
It happens.
I mean, she was telling me she got a metal... She got rods and
damn, she broke it like that.
Yeah, like at the top of under the kneecap.
Right here.
Girl.
So, you know, you drop that motherfucker, it'll catch you right there, and that motherfucker will fold under you.
Whoa.
Fuck y'all. She was the last meme that was actually funny. She had straight out of rehab.
Yeah, straight out of rehab.
Like, okay.
So I just want to give her a shout out. Get well soon. Kind of biotic woman.
Didn't you just have an ice pack on your damn ankle?
Ankle fucked up still. Jumping on that trailer is not fun with a fucked up ankle. Not a fully healed ankle.
But you got steel toe
boots? Nah, I wet tennis shoes. You know what? I
want to get some boots.
You want to get some damn boots.
Nah, it's too fucking heavy. Too fucking heavy. But I'm going to tell you something funny.
All right. Like,
I've been doing this, the car hauling, for about 5 weeks now. I've already went through a pair of shoes. Like,
because
I walk.
Tennis shoes are not good for work.
But no, it's on one shoe. But I walk, because I walk bad, like, I wear out the outside, on my fucked up foot.
Hey, it's a reason why all those guys wear fucking boots.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear tennis shoes.
The boot sole is firm, it's not gonna wear down on you. It'll have a heel, raise you up, keep you from blasting.
Protection.
Thing is, my steel toe boots are fucking heavy. I'll show
you.
They're heavy.
You think it's when you don't lose a toe.
Lose a toe?
Yeah, something fall on your feet or your toe.
When you walk, then you realize how much energy you save walking. Because, you know, man, you can get shin splints in tennis shoes and shit like that.
I know I walk. Like, I be hurting. Like, I come home, I have to ice it down. I really do. Most days, I have to ice it down. I wear my bracelet.
Running shoes.
I wear running shoes, but I have to ice it down. I honestly, every day I have to ice it down because it don't swell up. It just be sore as fuck.
Is that the same ankle you had surgery?
Yeah, recent surgery. Yeah, I'm less than a year removed from surgery and shit. I shouldn't be out there. I should have rehabbed more, but shit, I gotta make money. Gotta get shit done. All right. Anything else before I guess we can jump into some news stories. So. All right. These are something I picked out. I didn't let these guys read them. would-be shoplifter forced to flee on foot after his car was repossessed as he inside store.
Did he get out of the store with the stuff?
Man from Zion, Illinois.
Why was he arrested?
Arrested and charged with retail theft after his would-be getaway car was repossessed while he was allegedly trying to steal electronics in Walmart store.
You can't steal from Walmart. Come on now.
Shay Hearn, 25, face count of misdemeanor retail theft involved merchandise value less than $300.
Wow.
What the fuck was he stealing? Nah, Xbox One is over
$300.
Upon arrival, officers were informed that the man was observed loading electronics into a shopping basket and leaving the store. After employees confronted the subject, He dropped the items and fled on foot, police said. Hearns was later located walking by the side of the road, according to police. When he was asked why he was walking, he responded that his car had been repossessed while he was in Walmart. That's enough of that story. Because he tried to pay his car note. He's stealing that shit to try to pay his car note. Got behind a little bit. Shit got repo.
You go steal something?
But how did he know he was stealing it, though? Because, I mean, that could have been something he was returning. Because he just had, he was placing
it. I didn't know he wasn't running that. Maybe he seen, them folks jacking his car up and he ran out there for that. Because he didn't take the stuff out the store.
Yeah, it said he was informed, observing loading electronics into the shopping cart and leaving the store.
But again, how do they know this is not something that he probably returned and switched out? You know? It doesn't, just, I mean.
They put the yellow sticker on that when you return shit to Walmart. You know this.
Don't put no yellow sticker on my shit.
Yeah, I had a confrontation with a Walmart goddamn greeter the other day. Yesterday, matter of fact.
For what?
Oh, bitch, asked me to see my goddamn receipt for the water under my basket.
Did you have a receipt for the water under your
basket? You know how many people be stealing that water. I got a receipt for the water underneath that basket. It's the reason why she was asking, nigga.
I put my hand out with the receipt and dropped it on the ground.
You wrong for that. There's a reason why the lady.
Yeah, they don't got their look. Them motherfuckers, them Walmart greeters, them motherfuckers at Fry's.
Y'all don't steal from Walmart.
I don't steal from nobody.
That's why I said this nigga got caught stealing from Walmart. You don't know what he's doing.
Still that made it. Acho and Mexico ass shit.
That woman made me so goddamn mad.
My brother worked there, nigga.
Because here's the thing.
Stealing out of his stove right now.
There were three people in front of me had walked past
us. Is that Sir New England Crunch? Thank you. Hey, help me find this shit. I'm stealing.
Three people walked past her before me. She didn't say shit to them.
So it's the black bag.
Yes, old white lady. Old fucking.
I mean, them folks had water underneath their basket.
One of them did. I did see that shit.
Y'all lying on them people. Them people had no goddamn water, y'all.
One of them did have that cheap ass water. $2 for some fucking water. For 24 case. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna get three of them.
Me and Rivers and I already told you. I should have bought it up. I was tempted to ball it up
and throw it at her forehead.
You stupid. You was wrong for dropping everything.
I dropped it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have a grandson that's going to take care of you. Let your ass spy your ass.
I was like, here. Just throw it on. Let it go. Let it float.
That's so rude.
John going to come in. She going to greet him. Hello. Welcome to Walmart. John walking through the store. She going to be there calling them little niggas. Bow off on his ass.
Fuck up. Asking me to see my guy. Profile me.
Over some
fucking water. Everything in a goddamn bag. You think they missed the water at the bottom of my fucking basket?
Yes.
Shit. Yeah.
She made me fucking mad. I was infuriated walking out of the store. I'm gonna return all that shit. Like, fuck this old lady. Nah, because I
guess what? They wouldn't have took a dollar off of her.
You would just been out without water.
I went to Kroger. They were talking about being Kroger.
Yeah, and you would have made that $3 in businesses.
You got water high in Kroger.
$4 in Zaka.
Ain't lying, that shit almost $5 for a fucking pack of those.
No, but that corner stores rob you for some goddamn water.
Say corner stores? Man, $1 for a goddamn bottle.
Yeah.
No, it went like, I didn't grab that pack out of there. I was like, yeah, I need some water. Nigga said, $6.99.
No,
$5.99. Nigga, what?
But how many water?
24 pack.
Yeah, there's a 20.
What? And do that at the store right by me. I went there one morning, I ain't had no water in my truck. I was like, fuck it, let me stop by and get some water and some ice. That nigga says $5.99 for that goddamn box. I was like, you keep this shit. I'm gonna run my purpose.
$5.99 on my water bill at the house. It's much too high, bro. Too high.
All right. Now this is in Texas. A judge ordered man to marry girlfriend or face jail time. Mm. A Texas man and his girlfriend said they were forced down the aisle after the judge ordered them to get married or face jail time.
Forced?
Last month, Smith County judge ordered Jason Bundy to marry his 19-year-old girlfriend, Elizabeth Jane James, within 30 days as a part of a probation agreement. Bundy had gotten into a physical altercation with her ex-boyfriend in February. The ex-boyfriend suffered no medical injuries, but still sued him for assault. He declined the judge's proposition and faced 15 days in jail. Been fine. He asked if he can call his yard, let him know. The judge told him, nope, that's not how it works. He also ordered to write Bible verses and get counseling.
What the hell?
His girlfriend said she was embarrassed after hearing the judge's proposal. My face was so red, people behind me were laughing. The judge made me stand up in court. He's afraid of losing his job if he went to jail for 2 weeks, so the couple had no choice but to get married, get a marriage license instead. Couple had talked about getting married 6 months into dating. It was said that Rogers took away the opportunity to have a wedding that they had wanted. It was just going to keep. Yeah, well.
Look.
What?
You're going to be out here fighting over bitches? Mary said bitches.
So he made them get married because they were fighting? They were having
He had a fight with an ex-boyfriend.
Whooped their ex-boyfriend.
Did I read that bad?
Yeah. You really did.
Yeah, I'm tired and been drinking. I'm 2 cups in.
This is that.
That's bullshit, though.
No,
that happened in Texas.
No, I'm talking about the
website. They write it bad, though. They write it from overseas.
Yeah, so they're trying to make it sound as closest to our English as possible.
Yeah. But I'm like, did I read that bad? Or was it just written bad?
It's gonna stop a bunch of that old squabbling over them hoes out there.
Squabbling over them hoes.
But is that legal though?
I don't think that's right.
I think it's right. Niggas out there doing that all out there fighting over us fallacious, fallacious trollop.
As a state who has tried to bar gay marriage since the bill is passed.
Boy, it's a misdemeanor here in Texas.
They
sexual activity.
Now they forcing motherfuckers to marry each other.
They can't do that. Now
they forcing ignorant motherfuckers to run around here fighting this shit over bitches.
But what's the point of getting married? Like marry a motherfucker or go to jail? What kind of goddamn stipulation is that?
Hey, nigga gave him a fair. He gave him a fair out, nigga.
Let me see. Did he go to jail?
That's what I'm gonna say. I don't think the youngster Bundy actually seen the man was trying to give him. Like my nigga, look. I can give you these 15 days and you be done with this bullshit.
15 days.
Or since you want to be fighting over us so much, you got to be with her, until y'all get
and divorced. And his dumb ass marriage.
He took the marriage, what?
For life.
This is a shotgun wedding. This is the epitome of a shotgun wedding right here. Judge is holding the shotgun. Like, go to jail, you're going to lose your job, and I didn't show you're going to marry this hell.
15 days? No, that
ain't no shotgun. But he's going to lose his job, though. I lost my job 3 days after being in jail.
Like, you can't go out and get another job.
No call, no show.
But then, so that may be, the 15 days may be on his record, so it may be hard for him to get another job.
15 days, he white, Doria.
No, they for 9 days.
Shit don't happen.
Black people, what are you
gonna beat her ass? Got off in 15 days and got a job. That's crazy. That's a bit odd.
That's bullshit.
Okay. Shoplifters say they heard free holiday instead of tax-free holiday. What happened this weekend? On Friday afternoon.
What are they, 12?
they something. Yeah. On Friday afternoon, the women were at a... All right, I don't know what that story is. You might know it. Von Meer? Von Mar? You know what the story is?
I didn't even see it.
Von something.
Von Mar
store in Premier Mall, which is full of back-to-school shoppers and those who want to take advantage of Georgia's tax-free holiday. Tax-free holiday suspects act seemingly shocked, according to the police. We thought it was free holiday, the alleged shoplifters claimed, as you take what you want without paying for it.
It didn't say free
price.
Oh, no, it wasn't no damn
free.
Come on now.
Simone Norris, who's 26, Brittany Yawn, 23, both of Temple.
What?
Helped themselves to several items, including two $79 raffle.
Like, they even in their 20s.
They were right there, dude.
They got two $80 polo shirts, $250 jackets, two pair of Nike pants at $65 a piece, and two pair of $105 pair of jeans.
Now, did anybody go to the mall for tax-free weekend? Because I don't do it.
Hell
no. It just seemed like I'm always of the mind that that's the biggest rip-off.
It is. They jack the prices up.
And they make you buy, you know what I'm saying?
You buy more.
You spend $100 for some shit you don't need, you probably didn't want to spend.
Yeah, I'm like the tax-free weekend in Texas. You save
$8.
Yeah, I was like, you save $8 on $100. And what they do is that particular weekend, it's a mind trick. All right, let's say you spend $100 worth of shit. Buy $100 worth of shit. But they say, oh, you got this extra shit for $25. You know, you buy this, you buy this and buy this, you get this for 50% off.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, you still spending. Yeah, it's the biggest ripoff. I'm like, look, I haven't done J school shopping yet because I am waiting on the girls to come to the barbershop who hit up Old Navy.
For real?
Oh, they already came. They just had a bunch of girl clothes. They're going to come back with boys' clothes.
What stuff like we both school.
They come. They already came.
You come to the barbershop then.
They come. Man, I'm guaranteeing this weekend them chicks will be out there with bags, with Old Navy bags full of goddamn khaki jeans and uniform shirts, all kind of colors and sizes. $8. I did that for the last 2 years.
But Jason
uniform, isn't he? He wear uniforms. Okay. So it's easy to shop for him. I'm like, all I got to do is buy him a couple of shoes.
Yeah, tennis shoes.
And some outfit. I mean, some uniform. All he needs some new shirts. His pants.
He ready.
And he ain't like he grew much.
Hey, he did grow a little bit.
A little bit. He jealous. Hey.
Look, I pray he's taller than me. Pray he's taller than me.
He's getting there. Pray. He got 2 more inches to grow. He's taller than you.
Yeah, but.
Taller than you, nigga.
He cursed both ways, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little daddy, little mama.
Ain't nobody got no height. All
right, last story, guys. Carnival worker, and we'll start by just saying he's a carnival worker, arrested after butt-dialing his friend. Wow. Having sex with his dog. And recorded the act.
I don't know what he did illegal.
Wait a minute.
he's right. He didn't do anything illegal.
Fuck the dog.
That's not it's illegal.
Oh, God damn.
Wait, did you hear about that? Wait.
As much sure that we did. Wait, as much sure we did about Fifi.
Fifi was right there.
Okay, so we talk about a lot of dog fuckers, but did y'all hear about that guy fucking the alligator?
What? Wait a minute. This is the section of the show where it's called Google It.
Google it.
Man has sex with alligator. All right.
Yep, Google it.
Tim, you finished talking about this not wrong with fucking his dog.
It's not illegal.
Hey, look, it ain't like that nigga was outside in somebody's front yard fucking his dog. That nigga butt down somebody.
Hold on, man. This happened July 13th this year. Okay. We might have a new story.
I mean, because we talk about a lot
of dog fuckers. Why is the alligator tied up, though, first of all?
Read the story. You got to read it.
He's right. Fucking alligator. He might want to tie the alligator.
It bites your dick off. And your leg. Maul you, kill you.
Everything on nigga.
Okay. All right, fuck that story about this guy butting down his friend, fucking his dog. I still think that's interesting. Right.
It's very interesting. I just don't know what he had to go. He was fucking his dog. All
right, Florida man arrested for having sex with an alligator. People have had sex with pit bulls, donkeys, even parrots.
Damn, a parrot?
I probably wanted this.
You have sex with a parrot?
I probably wanted crackers. My penis.
But this incident is on another level. Rupert Darwin. Age 59.
Hey, Darwin.
A 12-foot alligator tied and blindfolded for the last month, sexually assaulting a reptile multiple times a day. Darwin is a relatively unknown fisherman who lives in the outskirts of a remote town of 400 residents. They got a period though. Of 400. Residents say he sticks to himself and describe him as odd.
No, he sticks it to the advocate.
It's a town in Florida called 400.
Oh, that's well, the remote town of 400. They're saying there's only 400,
400 people.
It's okay. Only
400
people there.
Okay. Please. Because goddamn.
Did he just ask?
Hey. This is fucking Florida, man.
Remind you that the number 400 is not written.
It's not written.
It's number.
It's 400. The number 400.
All that shit going out. We're gonna stop at the dollar fucking. Town of Livingston, a remote town of what? Shenandoah.
You didn't get the 30 and the 28.
You can't clean it up. You can't clean it.
You too. Didn't get the 30 cows and the 28 chickens, Joe, did you, John?
You can't clean that shit up. I'm sorry. Boy.
Anyway, police responded after a man. I hate y'all. I really do hate y'all. Y'all could have let that go because I know how
to try.
Look, I know how dumb it sounded after I said it.
I'm not gonna say
it
to you.
I really, like, honestly, after I said it, I regretted it.
I got out of our show.
Goodness.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Like, I just kept trying to keep on reading.
Yeah, you tried.
Y'all just, y'all couldn't let it go.
You tried it. You tried. You really did. Okay.
Police responded after a man out of the
400, man.
After, one of the 400. after a man out of the nature hike happened to walk by Darwin's house and saw him having sex with an alligator in the backyard. Witnesses heard Darwin say, next time you try to kill a man,
you best get the job done.
What? You my bitch forever.
Oh, now you my bitch forever.
Okay, so the gator attacked him, was unsuccessful. He pumped the gator. You my prison bitch, your name Tiffany. Hold my belt loop.
That hole is officially mine.
You said and pee. Why are you handling the gator like that, bro? This nigga gator got a gimp suit on and shit.
Alright, this is a witness. It was the damn strangest thing I've ever seen. The gator didn't even move. It was like it didn't give a shit that the man was having sex with.
My other gators, nigga.
Is this real?
It's real.
Now I gotta thug it. The me and Rivers did a whole goddamn section on a fake story one time.
No, John, you gotta read it. Man. The
ending
part really kind of pissed me off.
Okay, this is from Darwin's police statement. The gator tried to eat me, and this was revenge, pure and simple. I have no sexual attraction to gators.
I just found this one particularly of the bitch kind.
I have no sexual attraction to gators, but I wanted to teach this bitch a lesson.
I
want to
teach this bitch a lesson.
I could have just killed her, but that would have been too easy. She was getting what she deserved. Darwin also told police he planned to chop off the gator's tail and pull a teeth as part of a revenge scheme, and had even considered performing noise torture on a reptile by playing what Darwin described nigger music over and over. What? Is this real?
It's real.
Darwin claimed the alligator had gotten
home. That has to be real. Fake stories no better than using the N-word.
The nigga music. Right. Exactly. Darwin claimed the alligator got a hold of his pants when he was fishing in the swamp and tried to drag him into the water. He was able to escape without injury, but that had set his resolve to get revenge. The alligator is currently being treated for relatively minor injuries and it is expected to be released back into the wild within a couple of weeks.
So what you gotta go to counseling or something?
Rape counseling.
Are they gonna give the gay a rape counseling? You can't let him go. He's not gonna.
I'm Al. Hey Al. Do the gay to Trump and shit. That's how they clap when they eat this.
Y'all are stupid.
Man, fucking animals, though.
Now that tops a fucking dog any day.
I don't know if that's real.
Where did they find the parrot? That's crazy. All right, let's go to this story. Man has sex with parrot.
And what do you put it in? I mean, seriously.
Flightless parrot has sex with humans. This is 2010.
The parrot had sex with a man's head.
I saw that. I'm looking at that. That's a YouTube clip. I don't want to listen to it. Let's see what this say.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the middle Rolodex because I'm going to have to put a what?
Nah, this ain't it. Wait a minute.
That's it. Flightless parrot has sex with a human.
Now I got to watch a video.
Infinitely depressed.
We can watch it after the show.
Infinitely depressed at the thought of the National Academy of Sciences serving as the venue for the, what is that, Templeton Prize? I sought to refuge in biology in particular. And the always adorable.
I don't think what? This is bullshit. Okay.
This nigga, did he do a study?
He's doing a study. Yeah, it's like he fucking, like he's having sex with a parrot. Like,
this is a. That's reading
this first hand account.
Lecture,
this first hand account.
It's reading like a goddamn lecture, nigga. That ain't no all story. Right.
I gotta know if this dude had sex with a fucking alligator for real.
I'm telling you, it's real.
Toy, you ain't gonna find
the
source.
If they couldn't do put you on there, come on now.
All right, somebody had a great joke. I have to give this person credit. He suffers from a reptile dysfunction. But Viagra didn't help, so he needed to take Gatorade instead. That's gonna be the name of the show, Reptile Dysfunction. I have to just copy and save that. Yeah.
Man,
what makes you think this is not real?
If
people are fucking dogs, what makes you think they ain't gonna fuck an alligator? Come on.
Hey, Everglades.
What's his name
Everglades
again?
Right.
What's his name again? I'm gonna Google his name.
Rupert Darwin. Darwin.
I got it. I have to. We need two sources on this one.
This shit. Oh man.
All right.
Wait, it was on the news. Local 10.
It's real.
Local 10. 59-year-old man. Oh my goodness.
You get bullshit pop-ups.
Zophilia seems to be on the rise. Is it now just?
It's real.
Duh! I keep telling you it's real.
Are you kidding me? This can't be a real story. This has to be the Onion has filtered some shit into the world.
Pig fuckers, we had horse. Come on now. It had to be.
That cannot be the alligator.
It had to be.
You can't put that man in prison. He's going to fuck everybody.
I mean, if you had alligator meat.
He's going to fuck the gator. He bitched the gator.
You didn't have alligator meat.
They going to book in him as nothing to him. Race war, nigga, that ain't shit. Gonna rape the warden.
Good lord. Alright, I'm gonna close out, guys. I'm gonna leave y'all with that one. And say that is Ink. Email the show at theinkpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook page, type in the Ink Podcast, Ink Radio Show. Click like, join the page. Twitter is the Ink Crew. On Twitter. We don't have an Instagram page. Yeah, because there's nothing to really put on there. What else?
Of glasses of liquor.
Yeah, I am on all media networks, social media. I am Liquor is My Muse.
It's Solo Pimp C.
I am Toy_ODA.
What are you on now? You just Twitter and Instagram?
I'm on everything. Actually.
Okay, all right. I guess any final words?
Keep up with all that shit, though.
Yeah.
Toy?
Oh, I'm looking at some of C-Ray's portraits, and he's pretty nice.
Oh, yes. See, Ray, we will eventually take a group picture once we all feel like we look good enough.
Maybe do this shit on a Monday night.
Yeah, we really rough on Mondays. Well, I think once we get to Sundays,
like, you don't want to hear all that shit.
No, we gonna take a picture. Maybe give a damn
about all that shit. Yeah, I was, but see, Ray, look, what's his Instagram? No. It's C Ray Art.
That's his phone number.
C.Ray.Art.
Yeah, I'll give him big props because he's been getting a lot of positive publicity for his artwork and the things he's doing.
Extremely talented painter.
He really is.
So we hope
not that those sketches. He ain't doing that shit you be saying on Instagram, niggas sketching pictures of strippers and shit. No, this nigga's an artiste.
Yeah, he's an artist.
Making paintings and artwork for people.
So I hope we still on his Rolodex to his fans.
Hey, like I say, he been loyal to us. He done penciled us in a long time.
And we got this on record, so you gotta do this shit now.
That nigga started to get paid for shit.
Every nigga on it. We want our budget.
He trying to get his free ones out of there. Like, look, y'all niggas better hurry up, nigga. Y'all niggas.
Hey, I'm about to blow up.
So, we're gonna get you one, C-Ray. Like I said, we admire your artwork, and we, you know, give you a little pub on this one there, because you do great work, and if more people want to get self-portraits or paintings of yourself, C-Ray is really good.
Yeah, check him out. Yeah, it's C.Ray.Art on Instagram.
On Instagram. So, y'all check him out. Rivers, any final word?
No.
Okay. Domino, any final words?
He needs a bath.
Fucking
stinks.
Domino. It's a fucking
dog. Speak. You don't want to say nothing?
Well, fuck you. I'll just say, guys, good to be back. Enjoyed. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Y'all got to Google this shit about this man fucking his algorithm. I'm just going to tell you that.
Nigga, you late. You too late now. Nigga, call it his timing, nigga. It's about timing. All right.
Hush.
One more time.
Buster. Those I said that is me. I am. Stop.
And he's Domino.
Get away.
That's Toya.
Oh yeah.
And I'm Rivers. Always remember, it's easier to fool the masses than to convince the masses that they have been fooled.
That's a good one.
Good night, y'all.
Peace out.